The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey, 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 this is your host, DJ Riri, and this is Don't Run Away, a podcast where we talk about how to conquer all your fears. Stay tuned.
Feeling like 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing.
Welcome, fearless explorers, to Don't Run the Other Way. I'm DJ Riri, and today we're going to be diving deep into the nitty-gritty of overcoming specific fears and embracing the discomfort. Last time, we explored the power of transforming fear into excitement. Today, it's all about facing those fears head-on and turning them into opportunities for growth. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, get comfortable, and let's conquer some fears together. Fear is a powerful force that can manifest in various ways in our lives. Whether it's the fear of failure, rejection, or the unknown, we've all been there. But fear doesn't have to be a roadblock. It can be a stepping stone. So let's begin with one of the most common fears, the fear of failure. The fear of failure can be paralyzing. It can prevent us from taking risks and pursuing our dreams. But what if I told you that failure is not the end, but it's a crucial part of the journey? To overcome the fear of failure, you have to consider reframing your mindset on it. Instead of viewing failure as a negative outcome, you have to see it as a learning opportunity. Personally, I used to be terrified of failing, but then I realized that each failure brought me one step closer to success. I'm not going to be talking about how to avoid failure because it's about learning from it and coming back stronger. Embracing failure as a stepping stone to success is a mindset shift that can truly transform our lives. Now, let's delve a little bit deeper into practical strategies to tackle the fear of failure. One effective approach is setting realistic expectations. Understand that failure is a natural part of any journey, and very few people achieve success without facing setbacks along the way. By acknowledging this reality, you can alleviate some of the pressure you might feel and approach challenges with a more open mindset. Another crucial aspect is fostering resilience. Resilience is like a muscle that strengthens with every challenge you face. Develop coping mechanisms to bounce back from failures. Whether it's through self-reflection, seeking support from others, or finding inspiration in stories of resilience, remember, it's not about avoiding failure altogether, but about building the ability to recover and move forward. Moreover, break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This not only makes the journey seem less daunting, but also allows for increasing successes. Celebrate these small victories as they contribute significantly to building your confidence and diminishing the fear of failure. Lastly, surround yourself with a supportive network. Share your aspirations and challenges with those who uplift and encourage you. Their perspectives and experiences can provide valuable insights, and having a support system makes the journey very less lonely. So, as you confront the fear of failure, remember that it's not about perfection, but it's about progress. Again, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Each stumble is an opportunity to learn, grow, and ultimately succeed. Embrace the journey, embrace the failures, and all of it. You'll find yourself on a path to continuous improvement and fulfillment. Now, let's tackle another common fear, the fear of rejection. Whether it's relationships, career opportunities, or creative pursuits, the fear of rejection can hold us back from putting ourselves out there. But remember, rejection is not a reflection of your worth. It's merely a redirection towards something better suited for you. Rejection is a part of life. Instead of avoiding it, again, we need to embrace it. We can use rejection as feedback to refine our approach and understand that no brings you closer to yes. Building resilience is key. Surround yourself with a support system, practice self-compassion, and focus on the value that you bring to the table. When it comes to rejection, I've faced my fair share of it. What I've learned is that rejection often paves the way for unexpected and better opportunities. It's like the universe is nudging you towards a more fitting path. So don't let rejection discourage you. Instead, see it as a guide to something even more rewarding. Having this perspective can help your journey with the fear of rejection. An effective approach is to separate your self-worth from the outcome of your endeavors. Understanding that rejection does not diminish your value as a person is extremely important. You are worthy. Experiencing rejection does not diminish your worth. This mindset shift can significantly reduce the emotional impacts of rejection and it can allow you to bounce back stronger. Also, consider seeking constructive feedback after you face rejection. We're all going to face it, so we can use it as a tool for personal and professional development. By doing this, we can understand the areas that we can improve on and view rejection as a valuable learning experience rather than a personal failure. Lastly, practice resilience by celebrating your strengths and achievements. Keep a record of both your successes, big and small, and revisit it when you come to face with rejection. This self-affirmation can help maintain confidence and help your perspective in the face of setbacks. So, as you navigate the intricacies with rejection, remember that every no you hear is a step closer to yes. Embrace the redirection, build resilience, and continue to pursue your goals with unwavering belief that every rejection is a stepping stone towards a more fulfilling and meaningful journey in your life. Next, let's address the common fear of the unknown. The unknown can be both thrilling and terrifying. Embracing uncertainty is a skill that can open doors to unexpected opportunities. To overcome the fear of unknown, try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Take a moment each day to sit in silence, acknowledging your fears without judgment. This can help you develop a sense of calm and resilience in the face of uncertainty. Firstly, what exactly is mindfulness? It's about being fully present in the moment without judgment. It's acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without getting entangled in them. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine can be a game changer when dealing with the unknown. One practical exercise to start with is a simple mindfulness meditation. Find a quiet space, sit comfortably, and focus on your breath. As long as you breathe in and out, gently direct your attention to the present moment. Notice any thoughts or fears that arise without judgment, and then bring your focus back to your breath. This exercise helps create a sense of inner calm and cultivates the ability to observe your thoughts without being consumed by them. Another effective mindfulness technique is grounding yourself in the present moment through sensory awareness. Take a few moments to consciously notice what you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel. Engaging your senses in this way anchors you in the present and can alleviate anxiety about the unknown future. Also, consider adopting a gratitude practice. Take a few minutes every day to reflect on and appreciate the positive aspects of your life. Gratitude not only shifts your focus away from uncertainties, but also fosters a positive mindset, making you more resilient in the face of the unknown. Lastly, embrace the concept of flow by immersing yourself in activities that fully engage your attention and skills. When you're in a state of flow, the fear of the unknown tends to fade away as you become more absorbed in the present task. So as you confront the vast landscape of the unknown, remember that mindfulness is your compass. By incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can cultivate a mindset that not only tolerates uncertainty, but it finds strength and growth in it. Embrace the journey, stay present, and watch as the fear of the unknown transforms into a source of endless possibilities. So, try to remember these practical tips when you're facing these common fears, so you can transform them into opportunities for growth. Remember, it's okay to be afraid, but it's not okay to let fear dictate your choices. Face your fears, embrace the challenges, and watch yourself grow. Also, it's important to know that Yes, fear is accompanied by discomfort. And discomfort is a feeling that can be paralyzing. Whether it is the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, or the fear of stepping out of our comfort zones, these discomforts can become barriers to progress. However, we can challenge these barriers with the same practical tips mentioned before. Discomfort is a very common feeling we feel alongside fear. But what if I told you that discomfort doesn't have to be the enemy? In fact, embracing the discomfort can be a transformative journey that leads to self-discovery, resilience, and ultimately a positive shift in our mindset. Shifting our mindset doesn't mean eliminating fear. It's about changing our relationship with it. Instead of viewing fear as a roadblock, we can see it as a signpost guiding us towards areas for growth and expansion. Take the fear of public speaking, for example. Rather than avoiding it, consider reframing it and embrace the discomfort to recognize it as a chance to refine your communication skills and build confidence. But how can we transform fear into this positive force? A few short strategies are: 1. Acknowledge and accept your fears. Acknowledging and accepting fears helps us understand that they're a natural part of the human experience. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Reframe negative thoughts associated with fear. Instead of dwelling on the potential failures, focus on the opportunities for growth and learning. 3. Set small goals. Break down daunting challenges into smaller, manageable goals. Each achievement becomes a step towards conquering fear. 4. As I mentioned previously, cultivate mindfulness. Practice mindfulness to stay present and prevent anxiety about future uncertainties. Mindfulness can provide a grounded perspective in the face of fear. By implementing these strategies, we can start viewing fear as not an obstacle, but as a guide pointing us towards areas for personal development. Embracing the discomfort of fear can lead to profound personal transformations. It's about reclaiming control and not letting fear dictate our choices, but rather using it as a source of inspiration and motivation. There are so many emotions and feelings that come alongside fear. Discomfort is just one of the few. However, overcoming those feelings and overcoming those specific fears all can be done with the same practical tips and techniques I mentioned earlier. I think it's really important to understand that although fear is very real, the feeling is real, the way our body reacts is real, it's still a mental game. It's important to challenge this game by staying present and taking back control of your own mind. Remember that fear does not control you. You control yourself. Today, I talked about how to overcome specific fears, but all of this pertains to differing fears outside of just the fear of the unknown and outside of the fear of rejection. Use these tips in your daily life to overcome the barriers of fear and take control back into your own hands. As we conclude today's episode, remember that fear is not the enemy. It's a powerful ally in our journey of self-discovery. Embrace the discomfort, shift your mindset, and watch fear transform into a driving force for positive change. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, embrace the discomfort, face your fears, and unlock the incredible potential that lies beyond them.